the new revolution in radio.
CyberStationUSA.com.
Americans are united in sending one message.
Goodwill to the people of this land.
I will do my best to represent my nation.
We have an election now. Really looks good.
This is the evolution of radio.
We are more integrated now than at any other point in the history of the human race.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience. Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open the program with Sister Bop, performed by jazz poet Golda Solomon. We're also going to hear Mr. G meets Duke. Hello, Golda Solomon. Welcome to the Jazz Room.
I'm so delighted to be here.
Well, let's listen to you, and we're going to talk later. Sister Bop.
Crazy quilt throne, patchwork pillows, cross-stitched words, scars at my fingertips. Jazz teats fed my hunger. You don't see my feet moving till the furniture's pushed against the wall. When the blues bring me to my knees, I serve up some rice and beans, sides of salsa, dipped chips of my heart. Call around, have a potluck jam. Bring your axe only if you care to swing. Somebody bring the greens. Upside down cake, don't need no frosting. Finger popping till the clock throws up its hands. You don't see my feet moving till the furniture's pushed against the wall. If you gots to be black to know the blues, then I'm an off-white sister. I know what I feel. I know who I am. If you don't want to know me, don't ring my bell, 'cause you ain't invited. You ain't invited. You ain't invited. You don't see my feet moving till the furniture's pushed against the wall. Mr. G meets the Duke. Ellington, that is. Peasant uprising, revolutionary blues, Georgian strength, tones, preludes, rhapsodic artillery, sweet riffs can topple a czar. Duke's dynasty reigns. Pens sensual courtly jazz, silk knots, black, beige, tan, sacred threads, tease needle's eye. Rejoice come Sunday. Sophisticated ladies swoon. Give witness. Testify.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Golda Solomon.
Thank you.
Oh, welcome to Studio 952 in New York City.
Thank you again. It's great being here.
Yes, we've got Golda is sitting here at the kitchen table, and we're listening to her poetry. And you just heard Sister Bop and Mr. G Meets Duke from her CD, Word Riffs. Now, Golda, tell me a bit about when did you start writing poetry? Take us on your journey.
Oh, my goodness. Take you on my journey. A lot of writers start when something unhappy happens to them. I did not start actually writing until I was in my 40s. I could always talk. I was a communications professor at a community college in New York City, the borough of Manhattan Community College, CUNY rocks. And divorce hit. Separation and divorce. You got a lot of feelings, you've got a lot of unresolved issues, and somebody said, stop talking and write. I started to write stories. I was always the humorist around the dining room table in the faculty dining room. And one of the teachers, he's still there, and I know students, I'm still an adjunct there. And he said, I'm tired of listening to you, write them down. And I started to write. And then I got tired of reading my own stories. I said, oh, I'll write a poem, it's shorter. The first poem I turned into him for our Grooves of Academe publication, and that was Dr. Bob Lapidus's publication at Manhattan Community College. He said, Golda, I'm not publishing this. It's awful. I said, what do you know about poetry? Well, he knew a lot more than I did, and that's when I started to go and study my craft and workshop and study with teachers anywhere I could. The Writer's Voice, Frederick Douglass Creative Arts Center. I'd go away. The college paid for it then. There were writing and critical thinking weeks at Bard College in the summer. It improved my teaching. It gave me what I didn't even know then would become a whole shift in my life.
When did you add music? Jazz.
You know, I've always been into jazz from the days in the Catskills when it was piped in over the loudspeaker. And when a cousin took me to an after-hours joint in Brooklyn. But I went on the scene when I was 23, and I never looked back. I walked through doors at the Five Spot. Roland Kirk was there with three horns in his mouth. Andrew Hill was at the piano. And I don't remember the name of the date that took me there. I just went back night after night, and it was as if jazz became my mother. Jazz mothered me. Now, the jazz and the poetry, I didn't think of it. I was studying with Reggie Cabico, and he said, Golda, when are you going to combine your two passions? And it was like he invented something I'd never heard of. And that's how it all began. At the same time, coincidentally, wonderful jazz musician J.D. Parron on reeds. He and I taught at Manhattan Community College, and he said, Golda, I'll work with you on this. Your words need to be with jazz behind them.
Fascinating. I just love hearing how you got there. Now I hear you hung. Just tell me very briefly, where in the city were you hanging out for all this jazz?
I was there when it happened.
In what part of the city?
The Half Note, on Spring Street, Greenwich Village, the Five Spot, Birdland, walking down those steps. But it was Harlem. Okay. Harlem had me.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to play something called, I'll just let everybody listen so that they know where we're going.
For Roland Kirk, who knew how to free kings. What's a nice girl, or did the cabbie say, white girl doing alone in this part of town? Gonna get in some bright moments, but my walk with attitude, belly up to the bar, order my regular chill with a chaser of sound. I'm throwing a party for my blues. I'm the first to RSVP. This man feels me tripping on my jive. Waltzes me into his revolution. Triple-edged swords ready, hanging from his leather neck strap. Instruments from his dream resurrected. Reeds licked, licked, smacking ready. The cello stretch tenor, three at a blow. Signature shades fronting his blindness. Throwing a party for my blues. I'm the first to RSVP. He gave me a crash course, roadmap to my heartache. His knowing my laugh, my right arm extended under his left. I guide him through his block. After scent, sweat, smells coming up at me. I'm the first to RSVP. Crow black, tar baby black, butterscotch black, bittersweet chocolate black, chocolate chip cookie dough black, Jackie Robinson black, eggplant black, walnut black, scare whitey black, red freckled Malcolm black, tangerine black, mahogany black, jump the broom slave black, kidnapped black, jungle black, toughened leather black, Crayola crayon black, Pullman Porter black, Uncle Tom black, Hattie McDonald at your service black, step and fetch it sell out black, Bessie Smith's blues black, passing for white black, tree bark black, Butterfly McQueen birthing baby black, Haitian sweat black, Josephine Baker Parisian black, Uncle Tom black, Mark your ex black, corn yellow black, high yellow black, bamboo black, taupe black, calabash black, round midnight black, cornrow black, Hivaro black, Frijoles Negros black, Caribbean denial black, egg cream black, back of the bus black, shoe shine boy black, Ellington black, popping truth out at you, James Baldwin black.
You are in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. You just heard 1960s jazz hag, and then Exterior Palettes with our guest in Studio 952, Golda Solomon. Hi, Golda.
I haven't listened to my own CD for a while, and gosh, I'm playing with some great musicians. I am.
Yes, you are. I was digging that band. Now let's give me some history on Exterior Palettes, because you had it. When I asked you about it, when we were going to come on the show, you said to me how you felt you could only do this at certain times.
Because I'm not black. To take a risk with a poem like this was a step for me of knowing who I was and saying to myself, well, what if I wrote down all the colors of black? Because I didn't like when I was a kid that you open that Crayola box of crayons and there were no shades or hues. There was one black crayon, and that was it. And that didn't tell the story of my life or my experiences as I grew up. And I thought, well, what if I write down all the colors black that I knew as a prompt for myself? And I wrote them, and the list grew. Then I had to reorder them. And then I realized there was a chronology that I was doing with this poem. And it was my first real political statement poem that I was going to stand by. And I don't think anyone influenced me more than James Baldwin. I watched him on late night TV with these shows where he was interviewed. He was an intellect. His writings, his speaking, he really taught me. The other influence was reading the autobiography of Malcolm X, following his life. Then there were the jazz musicians who were so proud of who they were that I realized this was part of my journey. For better or worse, this was part of my journey. And I love doing Exterior Palettes. The last time I did it was actually with Michael T.A. Thompson at the National Black Theater of Harlem. And each time you perform, just like a jazz piece, it comes out differently. You pause differently. Other words, you hear them differently. And the improv, the support you get from your musicians is amazing. That this has become a very strong piece of mine, and I'm proud of it, very proud of it.
And as you should be, girl. It's a very powerful piece. It takes every listener, and I'm just going to speak for me, takes me on my own journey as a black person, taking me on my own journey to all the things that I have heard and all those palettes that came up in life. And it all depended on where everybody came from. Whether you heard some of them I'd never heard and some I'd heard. And it's all been through the years. And some of them, well, they're not in the language anymore. Peace. that is your political statement. That most of them have left the language and peace be with them, so to speak.
You know, sometimes people will come up to me and say, "What, you didn't say Lena Horne Black. You didn't
say,
and they'll name somebody else." And I'm saying, I could add them, but that's your experience.
That's right.
This is my experience.
I understand. But it was just really, I just enjoyed it. Now you have, you do things, you talk about social, various social things. And I'm only going to mention this only because I want to move on to your life. You have a poem called Bushwhacked. And just tell us about that one. I'm not going to play it. I really want people to go online and get your CD so they can find out what that one is. Just tell us a little bit about Bushwhacked.
Well, Katrina had hit. I was in a writing class, and we were asked to write about it. And the variety of writings that came out of it, Patricia Smith, who wrote a little blurb for my new book that's coming out, she got a whole book out of it called Blood Dazzler. I got one poem, Bushwhack Blues.
Well, I quite enjoyed it. Now, you talk about life, your life experiences. This is where, when you start talking about your life, everyone can identify in at least a phrase or two, because we all experience these things. So I'm going to play three pieces, Sex Feud, Matthew, and Some Sundays.
Licking flavors from fingers, long, deep kisses. Bodies press against each other, not moving. Commands, whisperings, moans. Jazz, always jazz. Monk and Bach are talking trash to each other. Not out of my body, child. Came from South America, speaking in colicky tongue. Cries rack through me so deep, even Monk stops his funny dance to listen. Wrong formula, no doctor, take him to the U.S. of A. Intravenous feedings leave raw, heart-shaped scars. His beating heart matches mine. 2 pounds plus an ounce or so. Runt of the litter. What mother would leave such a blessing? Are you my mother? His survival eyes demand. No white bread here, with crusts evenly sliced off. Peasant rye. It's early morning, a walk down Church Avenue. Money to buy the Sunday paper with the funnies, and a fresh baked rye bread. The coins jingle in my pinafore pocket. I skip over sidewalk cracks and slip my hand inside the pristine white wax paper bag. Triumphantly come up with the crusty heel. I chew, the newspaper tucked securely under my arm. A pungent seed lodges between two teeth.
You are in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones, and you just heard Golda Solomon from her CD First Set, her poems Sex Feud, Matthew, and Some Sundays. Now, Golda, please tell everybody how they can get your CDs.
www.jazzjaunts.com, JAZZJAUNTS, or just Google my name.
Golda Solomon. Ah, yes. Now, I've asked you to read something for us, Golda. What is it?
This is an excerpt from a poem that I created listening to the James Jabberware, the Me, We, and Them Orchestra. It's going to be in my new book, Medicine Woman of Jazz, World Audience Publishers. I hear you, monk. Don't forget who I am. I hear you, monk. This swinging living room sanctuary, 53rd and Lexington, New York City. My ashes gonna live here one day, stashed in a velvet-lined box. Stay for a listen, stay for a listen. Jabbo's blues always got that swing. Got his 1, 2, 3, 4 signature. Jabbo and them won't let you forget. We're all here. We're all here. I remember me as a teenager sneaking out of Brooklyn, going to a burlesque show with two giggling girlfriends, Union City, New Jersey. That stripper beat was jazz to me. My blues carried in a patent leather pocketbook. Take off them clothes, girl. They don't own you. Metal valves dripping sweet. Let them straps fall. Let them rip. Undo those garters. Bump, grind, bump. Down to your... Don't forget where I come from. Don't forget who slapped my face when first pale blush turned menses red. Don't forget how I got here, an accident brought to full term. Don't forget to say your prayers. Why will they bring my daddy back? I stripped and sucked to rhythms of ins and outs. What I thought was love was my blues looking for me. St. Louis. St. Louis. No St. Louis woman I know had any diamond rings. You saying something to me, trumpet man? Who you talking to? Brooklyn girl in the house, all hip now. Why my mama's calling me? Get on in here before it gets too dark, too down. You getting too dirty for the neighbors to see. Why you opening those windows? Let some sounds in. Let some sounds in.
Whoa, that is wonderful. Now, this is part of a new series that you're, a new book?
A new book. Medicine wonderful. Woman of Jazz.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. And that's just a little bit of a taste. So we heard from First Set and Word Riffs, both of your CDs.
Thank you, Joe.
I want to thank you so much, Golda Solomon, for joining us here in Studio 952 in New York City. And I want everybody to log on to jazzjaunts.com. Now, we love hearing from you. You may send your comments and questions through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Also, you will find a photo of Golda here at the kitchen table in Studio 952 in New York City, and you'll see a direct link to Golda's website, jazzjaunts.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thank you so much. Oh, Golda, we had so much fun, didn't we?
This was a ball. And I started a poem during the broadcast.
You did?
I was thinking of where I come from.
Oh, my goodness. That's interesting.
I come from Thelonious Monk, Bach, Harlem, Flatbush, Brooklyn. I come from words. And you did it, Joan Watson.
Yes, we
did.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.